Where's Archie?
Has anybody seen Archie?
Ladies and gentlemen, Archie's the boy.
Master Archie, Master Archie, what are you doing with your bike in the kitchen? Mr. Benjamin Hill's arriving today. What will he think? Screwdrivers and wheels all over the place.
But, Mrs. Briggs, you see, I've got a puncture.
Well, you don't seem to be going down very fast. Now, come along, hurry up and put that chain together.
All right, but, oh dear, now look. I've lost one of the links, so now where is it? Where's the missing link?
Mr. Bruff's coming now.
Ah, good morning, everybody. Ah, Archie, what do you think you're up to? Get that bicycle out of the kitchen at once.
All right, don't rush me. Now, where's the oil? I poured it into a cup and left it on the table. I needed to take the squeak out of my bike.
Well, at the moment, it's taking the squeak out of me. I thought it was me prune juice.
Well, Master Mrs. Briggs, now, we'd better get on with your work. Now, come on. You know Mr. Benjamin Hill arrives today.
Oh, yes, and Master Archie's left the bathroom in a shocking state.
Well, I was only filing my nails.
I know, and the sawdust all over the place.
Well, we want the place to look smart for when Mr. Hill comes, you know. He's a great character. Why, given the chance, Mr. Hill will put the whole country on its feet.
Why? Is he going to start another bus strike?
Archie, here's a telegram I just received from him. Read it for me, will you, my boy?
All right. Dear Mr. Brown, we'll arrive on the 10:30 train. If the park is open before I leave, I'll wear a red geranium in my buttonhole. Yours, Benjamin Hill.
10:30, but Mr. Bruff, it's 10 o'clock now.
What goodness me, when there's no time to lose. Come on, Archie, let's hurry down to the railway station. Come on.
Oh, yes, yes, we must be there to meet him. Oh, I'm so excited, Bruff. Do you think the train will be on time?
On time? Nowadays, you're lucky if they're going in the right direction.
Well, we got to go, Mrs. Briggs. See you later.
All right. Come on, Bruff, hurry up. We can't keep Mr. Hill waiting.
So Archie and Bruff go off with a will to meet their friend Mr. Benjamin Hill. They get to the station and hear the clock chime.
And would you believe it, the train was on time.
Whoa, whoa.
Ah, there he is, Bruff. Oi, Mr. Hill, Mr. Hill, woo, Mr. Hill.
Hello, Archie, hello, Mr. Brown.
Well, here you are at last.
They've stuck me with me air parted in the middle so that people can drink in me natural beauty from both sides.
Tell me, Mr. Hill, did you have a comfortable journey?
Oh, yes, they've got a wonderful new system for heating the compartments.
Oh, have they?
Yes, every 5 minutes a piece of hot coal comes flying in through the window.
Well, tell me, was the train crowded?
Oh, only as far as Newmarket. That's where the horses got out.
Horses?
Oh, I always travel with the mayor.
You know, I like travelling in trains. Do you sit with your feet to the engine?
No, Archie, they're not long enough.
Oh, Mr. Hill, you are comical. I think we're going to be jolly good pals.
Well, I hope so, son. Mind you, you'd have laughed at the chap in the corner, you know. He hasn't paid his fare, so the ticket collector slung his case out the window. But it was all right. His little brother brought it back.
But where did his little brother come from?
Well, he was inside the case. Well, you know, I must tell you, Archie, because we got talking, you know, me and this chap. And he said, he said he used to work on the railway.
This chap?
This chap. He said he was one of those guards that blow whistles.
This chap?
This chap. Very clever he was, you know. He said he'd worked his way up from being a wheel tapper's listener.
This chap?
This chap. But then he got into trouble and he got the sack, he said.
He said?
He said.
This chap?
This chap. See, one day he was starting off a train and he got the hiccups.
The hiccups?
The hiccups.
This chap?
This chap. Very, very awkward to blow a whistle with the hiccups, he said.
He said?
He said.
This chap?
This chap.
What happened?
Well, instead of blowing, he sucked and he set the train out backwards.
Well, anyway, we're very happy that you're here, Mr. Hill.
Well, you'll be happier still when you see the presents I've brought you. Now, first of all, here's one for your little friend, Monica.
Oh, look, bath salts.
Yes, there's instructions on the side how to use them. Well, now, Archie, you collect engine numbers, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, here's one. Now, don't drop it. I went to a lot of trouble getting it off the engine with a screwdriver.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I haven't forgotten you, Mr. Bruff. Here's a lobster.
Lobster? Oh, thanks, I'll take it home for dinner.
Oh, it's at his dinner. Take it to the pictures.
Well, come on. We'll go and have a nice cup of tea, Mr.
Hey, what about my case?
Well, Archie'll stay here and mind it, won't you, my boy?
Oh, all right. It's a lovely case, Mr. Hill, isn't it? But what are those letters on the side? BDH.
BDH. Those are my initials. Benjamin D. Hill.
Oh, what does the B stand for?
Doris. You see, my mother wanted a girl.
Oh.
Now, come on, Mr. Brooks. We'll go over to the buffet.
All right. And Archie, don't forget, whatever you do, take care of that suitcase.
I will, Bruff. Don't worry.
Hello. Hello, Archie.
Why, if it isn't the gang from next door.
Hello, Archie.
Here, what are you all doing at the station?
We've been looking at the engine.
Oh, yes. Aren't they super?
We can make a noise like an engine, Archie.
Yes, by singing together.
Oh? How?
Just you listen.
Wow, wow. Oh, when I'm riding home down to Santa Fe, there's been a lot of changes since I've been away. I went to have a dance at the old dance hall, where they were having a ball. They were doing the mambo. What the heck is a mambo? They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. I looked around the place for my best gal flow. I asked a lot of people for my best friend Joe. Nobody seemed to know where my two friends were, except that he was with her. They were doing a mambo. Well, they called it a mambo. They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. I used to be a dance hall dandy, but it seems since I've been gone, I found the gal a-hugging with my best friend Joe. And when they turned around and they looked my way, they smiled and shouted, oh, they were doing the mambo. Well, it looked like the mambo. They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. Mambo!
Lesson, you know, stink. And I think I must have mixed the wrong chemicals together because of the stupid explosion.
Oh, was your mistress furious?
We don't know. She hasn't come down yet.
Oh, she must have gone high.
High? Archie, you know the cow that jumped over the moon?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's the only one who's ever got up high enough to milk it. Arrived yet?
Oh, he's over there with Bruff. And he asked me to give you this present.
Oh, thanks awfully.
Yes, they're bath salts.
Yes, I know, and they taste delicious. I say, Mr. Hill seems jolly decent. Let's buy him a present.
But we haven't any money.
I have. I sold a bicycle for 5 bob.
Oh, Miss Monica, surely a bicycle's worth more to you than 5 shillings?
Not if it's Brenda's. Come on, Archie, let's go into the tobacconist's shop on the platform here.
But Mr. Hill asked me to stay here and mind his case.
Oh, never mind his silly old case. Come on, let's go in. Oh. Hello, shop! Customers! There's no one here.
Monica, look at all these cigarettes.
Does Mr. Bruff buy his cigarettes here?
Oh, no, he usually gets them from the high street.
Which shop?
Oh, no shop, just the high street.
But, now... What should we buy for Mr. Hill?
How about a cigar? Eh? Let's buy him this fat little brown one.
Archie, that's my finger. Oh, here's a cigar. Mmm, smells lovely. Better than those cigarettes we have at school.
Monica, how do you get cigarettes at school?
Oh, easy. We'd put a pin on the end of a hockey stick, lean out of the window, and harpoon them from behind the errand boy's ears. I'm going to have a whiff of this cigar. I've got a match in my little black pocket.
Careful.
Luxury.
Here, steady on. You don't smoke at all.
Ecstasy. Can't you ring up Downing Street and ask them if they want a dog in?
Now, go easy, steady on. Here, let me have a puff.
All right, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Lovely.
I've had enough of this.
Well, what are you looking for? The ashtray?
No, the bucket.
Archie.
All right, I'll throw the cigar out of the door.
All right.
Oh, dear, look, I've missed.
Oh.
Yeah, look where it's landing. Right on that armchair.
Yeah. Oh, Archie, shut up. Here's the tobacconist.
Oh, all right.
How do you do? Blimey, it's you two again. Hello? What have you two been up to?
Oh, nothing, sir.
Well, it looks very suspicious. Look at your face, Sonny. It's all green. And yours, young lady, is all red.
Well, if you stand in the middle, we'll have a perfect set of traffic lights.
Hello? I can smell trouble from you two already.
I know what he can smell.
Yes. The cigars set the chair alight.
Now, look, you two, come on. Get out of my shop. I wouldn't serve you two under any circumstances.
But we want a present for Mr. Hill. We've got money.
I've got a nice table lighter going cheap.
But it hasn't got a flint.
I know. Saves petrol. All right, I'll show you something else. Any of these for five, Bob? A pipe, a penknife, or a pouch?
We don't want a pipe.
I'll put it back on the shelf.
Don't want the penknife.
I'll put that back in the case. Now, what about this pouch?
Put that back on the kangaroo.
Ooh, some mothers don't half have them. Come here, little girl. Here's a nice ball for you. Go and play on the railway lines.
Oh, but... But we want a present.
If you stay much longer, you won't even have a future. all right, while you're making up your minds, I'll sit down in my favourite armchair.
Oh, I see. Monica, the cigar's still alight on the chair.
Ah, this is it. Now, where's my racing paper? I'll try and pick out a winner.
Little does he know, at any moment he's going to get a red hot tip.
Well, now, here's a likely looking horse. The trousers, they're scorching. They're on fire. That was a jolly good idea, putting that cigar on my seat, wasn't it? Help!
Turn round and I'll fan you with your newspaper.
Will that put it out, Monica?
No.
Help, it's getting worse. I'm smoking. Look at me, I'm smoking.
Never mind, you're old enough.
Stop running up and down. From behind, you look like a jet plane taking off.
Here, I say, supposing a customer comes in for cigarettes, I won't be able to serve him.
No, but you could bend over and give him a light.
Here, I say, give me that bucket in the corner of water.
Yeah, right.
Right. Ooh. Come here, help me, get me up. Ooh. I can't get up now.
Oh, why not?
I'm stuck in the bucket.
Oh, no, not to worry, we'll help you. Archie, you get hold of his head and I'll get hold of his bucket.
All right.
Now, pull.
Okay, here we go. Heave.
To you.
To me.
What can I do?
Wiggle a bit. Ooh. Now, Archie.
Come on, pull hard, Monica.
Right here, one. Heat.
Now, be careful. Okay, no, not near that showcase. What? It's got to go back to the makers. Oh. I've been asking them to take it back for weeks. I can't get rid of it. No, look out!
Hey, well, that's your little problem solved.
Go away!
Come on, Archie, we better run for it.
All right, come on, let's hop it as soon as we can. Come on, get cracking.
Oh, hello, Archie. Fancy meeting you here.
Oh, why, it's Shirley. The lovely girl from the flower shop. Pew! Oh, isn't she wonderful? Look, all clean and white and gleaming.
Yes, just like a wash basin.
Well, it is a lovely surprise to see you on the station, Archie.
Get her. I think when she was a baby, she sucked her thumb through a straw.
Now, Monica, you're just jealous. Look at her lovely complexion. It's just like cream.
Yes, clotted cream.
What are you doing here, Archie?
Well, you see, we want to buy a present for Mr. Hill, but we don't know what to get.
Then come with me and I'll give you a nice carnation for his buttonhole. Oh. Do you know if Mr. Hill has a hole in his lapel?
No, but we know the tobacconist has a hole in his strawberry.
Oh, Monica, do behave yourself in front of my nice friend.
Oh, it's like that, is it? All right. But remember this. I'll remember this, too, next time you want some elastic for your catapult. Goodbye, Errol.
Would you like that buttonhole for Mr. Hill? And I'll make one just for you, too.
What, just for me? Oh, you are nice. Here, will it take long?
No. While you're waiting, I'll sing you a little song.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
It had to be you.
Who, me?
It had to be you.
Oh, I better talk to Ralph about this.
I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true. Sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. To be you, wonderful you. It had to be you, 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 darling. It had to be you.
Hello, Archie. I think we've had a nice cup of tea.
Oh, Mr. Hill, I've got a little present for you. Here's a buttonhole.
Oh, that's lovely. My favourite flower, red cremation.
Archie, where's Mr. Hill's case? What's happened to it?
Well, Prophecy, Monica came along.
Now, where's that case?
Oh, there it is. Gone.
Archie. All Mr. Hill's valuables were in that case. Everything's gone. Even that travelling clock I gave him last Christmas.
Yes, it's the first time that clock's ever gone.
Well, don't you worry, Mr. Hill. We'll find that case for you. Yes, I'll go and see the station master at once.
And we'll go and search the platform. Now, come on, Archie.
Off they go, off they go, madly searching high and low. Where is that case?
Oh, Mr. Hill, look, there's your case. That man's got it there.
That's right, with the initials BDH. Hey, you stop, I say that's my case.
Whose case?
My case.
Hello, 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 what's going on here?
Oh, it's the railway inspector.
This man's trying to pilfer me pigskin portmanteau.
Oh, no, I'm not. Those are my initials on that case.
We'll soon find out who it belongs to. Open it up and let's see the contents.
Oh, Inspector, you are clever.
Oh, yes. You can see he's sharp by the way his head comes to a point. I'll bet his mother never used to put him to bed.
Didn't she, Mr. Hill?
No, she tied feathers round his feet and threw him into a dartboard. What have you got in that case?
My samples are travelling sticking plaster.
Oh, so that's why you walk that way.
Look here. Give that case to me. Give it here. I'll open it. Blimey, it's empty. Here, you. I thought you said you travelled in sticking plaster.
Well, I do, only this week I'm on holiday.
Well, it proves it's your case anyway. And as for you, if I catch you making trouble again, I'll have you run in, see?
Yes, Inspector. Now, come on, Archie, let's look for the case.
Off they go, off they go, madly searching high and low. Where is that case?
Well, you know, I'm really sorry about that case of yours, Mr. Hill. I hope we can locate it soon.
Oh, not only will we locate it, Archie, but we'll find it as well.
Here, Mr. Hill, look. There's a girl going into that railway compartment. Look at the initials on her case.
BDH, well, that's mine. Well, let's get into her compartment.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, just a minute. So it's you again. Now, you can't get into that compartment. It's for ladies only.
Well, so am I for ladies only.
Now, that's enough. Come on, clear off. And if I catch you snooping round again...
But it's his case.
Beat it.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do now, Mr. Hill?
Now, don't worry, son. If it's for ladies only, then I'll be a lady only.
What?
Now, all I need is some long hair.
Oh, yeah. Here, I tell you what. Look, put some of this straw out of this horse box on your head. There you are. That's it.
Nice and warm, isn't it?
That's
now,
lovely.
I'll just put my scarf round my head.
That's right. Go on. That's the way. Well, that's marvellous, isn't it, eh? Here, it's so dark under this bridge, the inspector won't know it's you getting into the ladies-only compartment.
I'll say, how do I look?
Well, the horse seems to think you're all right.
Right, well, here we go.
Hello, hello, hello. Here, where are you going?
Well, now you're asking, aren't you?
Here, you're in a hurry to get the train, aren't you?
Well, it's a long journey. So I went back onto the platform to have a cup of tea and everything. And everything.
Well, I say, your face looks familiar.
Well, it ought to. I've had it a long time.
Yeah, yours is the sort of face that grows on me.
Well, that's funny. It grows on me as well.
Here, I say, that face looks a bit rough.
Oh, well, that was a mistake.
It looks like it.
Well, you see, I ran out of face powder, so I had to use baking powder instead.
Baking powder?
Yes. I got caught in the rain, sat in front of the fire to dry, and my face broke out in biscuits.
Well, I'm sure I've seen you before. What's your name?
Primrose. Primrose Hill.
Very nice name. Tell me, how old are you, Primrose?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I'm 18, 19, or 20.
Eh?
She said she was 18 in 1920.
Here I say, how about coming out with me one night? Pictures, supper. Then on the way home, I might give you a little surprise.
That's nothing to the surprise I'd give you.
You're a saucy little monkey, aren't you?
All the things you say.
No, I'll go on with you. Here, get in your compartment before the train goes. I'm pushing off now. Don't forget. Be good.
Well, so far I've been very careful.
Now, quick, Mr. Hill, go on, there's your chance. Nip into the compartment and get your case. Go on.
Yes, right, I want you. Now, here we go. You keep a lookout.
All right. There you are. There's the case, Mr. Hill. Go on. Grab it.
Oh, Archie, it's burst open. Look, Archie, it's full of ladies' clothes. Look, there's a pair of ladies' gloves, a pair of ladies' shoes, a pair of... Archie, close your eyes. No, Archie, you're too young. You're too young.
Here, here, what's going on here? Oh, it's you again.
Well, come on, son, let's run for it.
But what about your keys?
That'll be coming up next week. Oh, if ever that inspector gets hold of me, Archie, I'm sunk.
Mr. Hill, we're saved. Look, here's your case. Standing by the ticket office.
BDH. That's it, Archie. I'd better open it up and see if anything's been pinched.
That's right. Go on. Here. Look what's inside. Pinches, pliers, hammer and chisel.
Hobnail boots, a boiled egg and a bottle of gravy browning.
Yeah, are you sure that this is your case?
Well, of course it isn't. With tools like this in it, it must belong to a dentist. Look at the name inside. BDH. Blitzwitch. Dental hypnotist.
Blitzwitch?
Bless you.
But, Mr. Hill, that means that Professor Blitzwitz must have taken your case to the dental clinic.
Well, there's only one way to get in there. I shall have to be Professor Blitzwitz.
Oh, Mr. Hill, you've got brains.
Oh, I know. I'm not just a pretty face. Come on, Archie.
All right.
Off they go, madly searching high and low and following the latest clue. To the dental clinic go those two.
Oh, this is the place, Archie.
Ah, Professor Blitzwitz.
Yeah, that is me. How am I doing, Archie?
Okay, okay. How are you?
Well, I'll introduce you. A gentleman, students of the dental clinic, Professor Blitzwitz has arrived. Now, bring on the patient.
About time, too. I've been talking to myself out there, and I've had some very funny answers.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting in the theatre.
Theatre? Call that a theatre? I've been trying for the last 20 minutes to get a chalk ice.
Yes, well, won't you sit down, please, Miss...
They call me Marlene, you see. That's my name.
Yes, well, Marlene, what's your trouble?
It's my teeth, you see, like in my mouth. They stick out too much.
Yes, and does that inconvenience you?
Oh, well, it's not so much me, you see, but it's my boyfriend, Pierce. He's terrific. You see, every time I kiss him goodnight, I undo his collar and tie.
Yes, you must find that very upsetting.
Oh, I do. I've swallowed three of his front studs already.
And I suppose that after treatment, you'll marry your boyfriend.
Oh, yes, I'm longing for the day when Pierce carries me earrings over the threshold.
It will just relax in your chair. Now, tell me, are you a hypnotic subject?
No, I'm a British subject.
No, you don't understand. Professor Blitzwit is going to hypnotize you. Come and meet him.
It's a pleasure, I'm sure.
Here, Mr. Hill, what are you going to do?
Give us that white coat. I'm being driven to extraction.
But, Mr. Hill, can you hypnotize people?
Hypnotize them? Why, I only have to look at a potato and its eyes pop out.
Gentlemen, Professor Blitzwit.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now, as I was coming to this theatre tonight, a very funny thing happened to me.
No, Mr. Hill, you give the game away. They think you come from Vienna.
Oh, Vienna. Oh. Meine Herren, as ich was coming to das theatre tonight...
Professor, your voice has changed.
Oh, no, but I can't be a boy soprano all my life.
Well, here's your patient. I'll leave you to carry on with
her. Here I am. Come on, send me.
Would you mind removing your eyelashes?
Why? Are they bothering you?
No, but if you blink while I'm hypnotizing you, you'll flog me to death. Now, relax. Lie right back. Keep quite still. Close your eyes. Empty your mind. There's a dustbin. Open your mouth, and I want you to think of nothing.
Ooh, this happened to me last night at the Palais.
Oh, were you being hypnotized?
No, I was doing the creep.
Here, is he in a trance yet, Mr. Hill?
Well, with her face, how can you tell? Well, I think I'd better have a look at those teeth of yours that one's straightening. Oh, that's a black one in front. Is it decayed?
No, that's the place where I wet me mascara.
I want to talk to you two.
Oh, it's that railway inspector again. After that case of yours. Oh, I think you better start the operation.
All right, but I've no idea what I'm doing. Forceps.
Forceps.
Grips.
Grips.
Steel wool.
Steel wool.
Mirror.
Mirror.
Brush.
Comb.
Don't be daft, that's your foot. Now, let's get a grip on her tooth and start again. Now, forceps.
Forceps.
Grips.
Grips.
Yeah, you too.
Railway inspector.
Railway inspector.
That chap.
That's the chap.
Let's beat it.
You said it.
Well, come on, son.
Let's run for it.
Oh, dear. My tooth. What about me tooth?
Sorry about that, miss. I'll send it to you back by post.
Here, you stop. I want you.
Well, we don't want you. Now, come on, Archie.
I've been trying to tell you. I know where your case is. I know where it's gone.
My case?
Yes, it was marked BD8, so I sent it there.
You sent it where?
To the Battersea Dog's Home.
The Battersea Dog's Home? Well, Archie, there's only one way to get in there.
Yes, I know, Mr. Hill.
Yes, Archie's a boy, all right. I'm involved in his escapades this week were Peter Brough, Benny Hill, Beryl Reed, Graham Stark, Shirley Eaton, Peter Madden, and the Coronets. The augmented BBC Review Orchestra was conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. This recorded program was written by Eddie McGuire, Ronald Wolfe, and Rex Dorr, and produced by Roy Spear.